Due to the six new launches, they're going to launch at the same time. I do have time to go down to see the show flat for Novo Place lah. Quickly, let's talk about who should buy EC. So I have three rules lah. So let's talk about number one. It's for first time owner lah, friend, which is like 20, 30 years old one lor. So that when you buy your first property, which is like a brand new EC, a BTO, something brand new or brand new condo is like your first pot of gold, then you can upgrade more to your two properties later on. These people who are looking to buy this project, make sure you are either the northerners or the westie. Because if you are the eastie people, don't worry, the next EC is in the east, which may suits you more. And number two, it's not for upgraders. Because you need to pay levy if you're going to buy another government subsidized EC, which is this project. So if you already have a HDB or already owns an EC before, please don't go and buy back another EC lah. Because you're going to waste another how many years? 8-9 years before you can make your profits ma. That comes number three. You make sure you are less than 40 years old lah. Because if let's say you buy at 45 years old, you wait for 8-9 years before you can upgrade. You are lao kok kok. Hey, cannot say that. You are already super lao cute cute already lah. Don't waste your time going into another EC again. Go and go straight to buy your two condos lah. Then you get it done, man. Then now, let's welcome Novo Place EC by Hoi Hub and Sunway. Executive condo redefined. Why must you put executive condo? People, they don't want to know it's executive condo. They want to forget it's EC so that next time they can sell as a condo price, ma. 504 units, TOP 2027. For this project, I don't know why they built very fast. Next, let's talk about Novo Place. So actually, my first thought is, why is your name called Novo? Does it mean something? So I go and Google Novo Place and I saw this. Can you see it or not? Number of car park lots, 249 plus 3 plus 3, I don't know what. Which means you only have 255 car park lots. But wait. You have 504 units eh. Then I finally know what does Novo means already. It actually means no vehicle Oasis! Wahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahah see buyers ah. You think they got no money buy car meh? And I realized something ah. You also provided 128 bicycle lots ah. People who can buy EC here, you don't buy car, you can also buy car seeker. Nice or not the name? And I spend so much time in this review ah, doing research. If you have car and no more car park lot, then where can you park? Then I find oh, go and park at your nearby EC neighbor place oh. Then I did this for you to see where can park lah. Copenhagen is the first EC to launch here, and they have 516 car park lots out of 628 units, which is 82%. 82% people already cow play cow moo already eh. Altoa launched last year, they have 364 car park lots out of 360 units, 101% eh. Clap lah, you see Altoa good right, go and park there lo. Then the third EC, we have Lumina Grand launched early this year, 414 car park lots out of 512, 81%. Everyone want to make use of Altoa car park lots. Then you are the best lah, 51% only. You know some very savvy EC owners ah, they got mental problem one eh. They buy cheap condo ah, like EC ah, then they buy Lamborghini and Ferrari to haulian. Aiyo, everyone, I know you can haulian your car, but I respect those people whose house is gigantic one ah, then the car is the cheap one, this type. I respect the most. Okay, let's recap how much the developer bought the land for. Plantation Close got 9 tenderers there. Then there are 9 bidders. Take note that Hoy Hart submitted 2 proposals. The third one is Fraser, which means they got it 10.6% higher than second bidder, which in this place is Fraser, which is the third place. So based on 703 per square feet per plot ratio, include the show flat fees lah, the agent fees, interest lah, tax lah, stamp duty, all the filifa lah fees, plus their 15% profit margin, they should be selling their units at around 1,500 per square feet. Okay, quite decent. Let's hope they are selling around this price. Then I found out something interesting. They also got the EC below your Novo place at 701 per square feet per plot ratio. Okay lah, in this case, people who buy Novo place, you won't be scared that the next developer or the next plot beside you will be selling cheaper. I guess they will sell either the same price or higher lah. Since they control two plots here mah, and this time instead of 9 bidders, we have 4 bidders for this plot B lor. And I say many times, people who buy tengah is like buying into a future Punggol. And this is the Google map, but you can see that you are literally like in part of the forest lah. I like such place because if you buy something with nothing and the future got everything, that's where you have your capital appreciation lah. So previously, Tengah master plan looks like this. And now, voila, becomes like that leh. If you know how much the first EC is sold in this area, which is Copen Grand, you will know that prices has been increasing and increasing lah. Copen Grand is the first one to be here, and I call this the core region of Tengah. Then this will be the city fringe of Tengah and OCR of Tengah. And right now, you are outside of OCR Tengah, which I call this the OOOOOOOCR Tengah. And this also shows you buy earlier because in this example, based on the four ECs launched previously, the good one like Copen Grand is nearer to the central, then followed by your Altura, Lumina Grand, then followed by your Novo place lor. Okay, this is upcoming Jurong Region Line, and the nearest to you is called the Tengah Park MRT station. Let's see how far to MRT ah. So you walk out to your MRT is around 250 meters to your Tengah Park MRT station. But you can also do it now without MRT. It just takes you 24 minutes drive to my favorite 10N shopping mall, and I show you what will be the future Tengah looks like. If you stand here and you look at this direction, whoa, it looks like this, yeah, good. Oh. And on the left, you may have a shopping mall like Waterway Point in Punggol, or another one like the Yishun shopping mall. Then if you stand here and look at this direction, wahseh, nice right. Now let's look at site plan. Most importantly, you have my favorite tennis court. Now I'm going to do something special, which I usually don't do, is to show you which are the best stacks to buy, and you confirm make many money I overlay the site plan on the URA master plan Boom! And I zoom in From here you know where's the best stacks already lah. If you still can't see I zoom in some more. These 4 stacks lah that faces this W. If there's any challenges like you can't get your selling price, you can't get your tenant or whatever, you just go to your balcony, stand in front, face the place of worship, and you'll pray and you will get it, my friend. That's why these 4 stacks sure what one. Now let's talk about loan. The thing about right now for people who buy EC, they are not middle class some more, because buying EC now, the income cap is still 16,000, and the loan that you can take based on EC is not a lot one. So let me go through quickly. So based on the best scenario, you are super young, less than 35. MSR is 30%, means banks will only take 30% of your income to generate how much loan you can get lah. Yes, only 30%. For private is 55%, which is double, which means you can get more loan buying private than a brand new EC. Income max 16k, which is already the best scenario. Stress test 4%. Loan tenor max already 30 years. Total commitment cannot exceed 25% of income. Means you can only take 1 million loan eh. Then you work backwards, you can only buy 1.34 million. See me sigh, buy some more. 1.34 today, buy some more. 你跟我讲. So this is the reason why EC buyers today, they are either giant 花鬼, or they have giant funding from their 花 parents lah. Sponsorship lah. Hey, Xiao Gin, since you are going to ask your parents for funding, you ji tao go and buy private already or landed ma, why borrow money buy semi EC with no vehicle? Don't forget lah, you take the money, you after down payment you still have some spare, you need to buy car one eh. Because this area still a forest. Okay lah. To get more loan, actually you can show funds. And for people less than 35 years old, every 100,000 you show funds can increase your loan by 72,000. It's by age one lah. If you are cuter, like let's say 45 years old, every 100k you can only take like 50-60,000 loan only. Now let's look at floor plan. 3 bed 2 bath plus storeroom, 872 square feet. Power lah this one. I don't understand why private developers, they don't build such an efficient layout like EC. At 872 square feet, you have queen, king, enclosed kitchen, which means you can walk hey, and you see the toilet, you have windows, means you can 大便 and you won't be total for 3 years. And bonus, you still have a storeroom, yeah? And it's only 872 square feet. And after doing more research, why this size looks bigger is because this is the first EC with harmonization, the new calculation again which means aircon ledge is not included in the built-in area. And don't know why, since the developer cannot charge you for aircon ledge, they built the aircon ledge super big for you for free. Look at here, you can put your wardrobe here, man. From 1.298 million, my average 1.37 million, 1,570 per square feet. Again, this is harmonization. If you want to get the old calculation, just minus 5% from the per square feet as a guide. And you want to know roughly what is the old size, you just add 5% to your built-in area. Okay, example lah, let's say today yours is 872 square feet, then the old size is usually plus aircon ledge, which means this size is usually the 915 square feet layout lah. Okay, next we have 3 bed 3 bath plus storeroom, 947 square feet, very good layout as well. From 1.463 million average 1.54 million, 1,626 per square feet. Old calculation 1626 minus 5%, you are getting yourself about 1,544 per square feet lor. And I remember the recent EC sold is about high 1,004s and low 1,005s based on old calculation. 4 bed 3 bath 1,012 square feet. From 1.581 million, my average 1.66 million, 1,640 per square feet. Next, we have 4 bed 4 bath, which is the biggest layout, 1,163 square feet. From 1.1779 million, my average 1.87 million, 1,605 per square feet. I'm going to show you the last two EC day one price. Altura, 360 units. Make sure you make friends with Altura because you need to buy season parking from them. They launched in August 2023. This is a 3 bedder price. Look at the per square feet, 1,004 plus. The 4 bedder price about 1,004 plus. Still got 1,003 plus. Then you can see there's not a lot of 1,005. So that was just 1 year ago. Now let me show you Lumina Grand. Lumina Grand, 512 units. They launched early this year. Look at the price for their 3-bedder, 1,004, 1,005 per square feet. There are more 1,005 this time. But, Lumina Grand got 1 kilometer to ACS primary leh. You leh? You are the OCR of Tengah, so don't have 1 kilometer to ACS. Now let me make you happy a bit lah. Let me guess how much money you can make after your MOP. If the TOP in 2027, after 5 years, your MOP will be 2032 or 2033 lah. If there's delay, I guess you should potentially make at least 500 to 700 per square feet, which means you can sell 2000 to 2002 per square feet. If you can get higher, I am more than happy for you, my friend. So that you can come to me, I will help you turn this into 2 condos. Don't worry, I will wait for you because I help a lot of EC upgraders to own 2 already. Let you lao nua a bit Let me show you how much some of them made. I forgotten which project but they bought like, you see 215, they bought at 757, sold like double, about 700 per square feet more, and they profit 700,000-800,000. I show you another example. They make about 700 plus per square feet, they profit about 700,000-800,000 as well. Finally, let's see whether will price come down or should you wait. Maybe you scared the price is coming down. So let me show you this. Copen Grand Land is only 603 per square feet per plot ratio. Altura 662 per square feet. Lumina Grand 626 per square feet, followed by you, Novo 701 per square feet, and the next one, which is your neighbor, the name is not out yet, but I name it No Vehicle Part 2 EC, launching next year, 701 per square feet. And this is your Tengah. How about those recently EC land sold price? Sim Lian Gok Street 62, Tampines, at only 721 per square feet . Congrats to Sim Lian again. Got MRT and shopping mall at only 721 per square feet. Lihai. So for the Eastie, you know what to do, right? Or the Westie, we welcome you also. Give some love to Northerners. Stop buying your North Gaia. I look down on you. Because if you upgrade next time, you'll buy JB already. The next one we have Loyang Besar EC, already 729 per square feet. The next one we have another EC, also got shopping mall and MRT, 768 per square feet per plot ratio. Hey, do you see the price is getting higher and higher? 721, 729, 768 per square feet. Now let's summarize. You are in the up and coming area, huge transformation. As I say, if you buy something that has nothing now and the future got a lot of things, you definitely make money. The location is ulu lah, but luckily you still have your upcoming MRT, which only takes you 250 meters. And for that, I'm giving 5.5.
Launch pricing?
Based on my average price and the indicative price by the developer, it's about 1,000, 5,000, 6 per square feet. But remember, this is the new calculation, which is harmonization. So you want to translate back to the old calculation, you just minus 5%. I think I'm getting about low to mid 1,005 per square feet, which I think this is the market value for an EC today. So for that, I'm giving
7. Exit strategy?
You need to wait for at least 8-9 years before you can sell. So sure make money one lah, confirm make lah. But maybe there's two xiao kia anyhow sell and they lose money, which is not possible. And because of that, I will be giving
8. Overall service score, 6.8 stars.
And this is the only EC this year lah. So for all the northerners, westie, this is the only chance. Because the next one upcoming are in the east. If not, you can wait for your no vehicle EC part 2. Okay, what's the percentage sold on launch day? 40% and my wife 55%. This is my WhatsApp number, 860-60670. There are 6 launches at the same time. So I think we are quite busy lah. If you want to stay in no vehicle EC, you can contact your own agent to get some info. That's it, guys. So simple, EC. For those people who can't make it this year, don't worry. Next year got better EC also. So continue to watch my video and make hot decisions. See you in my next video.